Out on the Great Miami next to I-75, the river has swallowed the bike path after a heavy rain. Michelle Simmons, Dayton's environmental manager for water, says climate change means more where that came from.
Hotter temperatures in the summer. You're talking about heavier and more frequent rainfalls.
Simmons says the water department, in collaboration with Wright State and the University of Michigan, surveyed what people here believe about climate change. Most think it will harm future generations, and some said they'd be willing to pay to help.
Many respondents, 44%, are willing to give money to address climate change.
But nearly as many, 37%, are not willing to give money. Looking at the overflowing river, Simmons says the city will have to work to manage flooding and water quality. All this comes as Dayton is trying to use the river more as an economic driver.
This will be a sustainable resource. This will be something that can bring businesses and jobs back to the Dayton region. It will be something that can bring recreational tourism to our region so that we can both appreciate and use our rivers.
The exact costs of adapting to extreme weather in Dayton are unknown. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.